For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We got to say, and I got to tell you, folks, I'm your host, Eric. And I got to tell you, if it weren't for your donations, we wouldn't be on the air. So I greatly appreciate your donations here. And if you'd like to write us directly, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, in case you're just joining us, we're a podcast about God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're an alternative media platform. We're dedicated to finding the truth for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We follow current and world events. And that's going to lead me into today's podcast, folks. Today's podcast, I want to talk to you about something. I did a podcast just recently, I think about three or four podcasts ago. I covered Shanghai, China, and this is going to be just Shanghai, China update with the COVID lockdowns. I want to just tell you, folks, it's not getting any better in China right now, in Shanghai, China. Shanghai, again, I'll just go over some of the statistics a little bit. They have almost over 26 million people just in the city of Shanghai alone. It's one of the world's largest cities. They're one of the world's largest shipping ports. Most of the ships are stopped out there, and they're waiting for the quarantine to see how the quarantine is going to how it's going to pan out. And so far, it's not panning out good. Families are being broken up in Shanghai, China, folks. Not only families are being broken up in Shanghai, China, they're pulling kids out, families out, separating grandparents and parents from their loved ones. It's getting worse. Okay, a lot of people listening to the podcast around the world. This podcast is global, folks. And I pray for each and every one of you, and especially our friends and brothers and sisters in China right now, especially in Shanghai. That being one of the world's largest cities, the crackdowns there are immense. I'll give you an example. What they'll do is they have residents in like a apartment building complex. And so all their apartment building complex normally are, you have one main door, maybe a main door, your exit door, a back and a front exit door. And so your actual apartment is in the inside of a building. So you have to physically open up the main door. And then once you go into the main door, you go to the floor, and then the apartment is within that main building. So what happens is what China's doing is they're locking down the building. In other words, not just putting a padlock, they're going and they're locking with a deadbolt most of the time. And so they're locking that building down. They have somebody come out there and either security or police or somebody come out there, and they put a deadbolt on both sides. So them people are locked just like in a birdcage. They're locked in that building. Those people are struggling. They're struggling for survival. They're struggling for their lives. They're just like a bird in a cage, but they're being starved out. Shanghai, China is overreacting. They have a few hundred cases, but they're overreacting and literally going crazy over there. Now it's probably up to a few thousand cases, but again, they're going crazy over there because of COVID. Now, they're still using the flawed PCR test. A lot of people forget about that, you know, PCR swab and all that, up your nostril test, which that has been deemed to be flawed. Well, they keep using the same test over and over, and so again, so they can lock down all these families and lock down all these civilians, members of society, and it's a form of punishment. Well, now what the citizens are doing, I've been watching videos in the news. The citizens are starting to uprise, which I guess is good. They won't take it anymore. These medical staff and personnel and security that come there, and I assume probably police too, that escort the medical staff, the police. And what they're doing is they're going and they're dragging people out of homes. Well, I seen on one segment on the news, they tried that and tried taking little kids away. And so members of the apartment building that they came into, lo and behold, the crowd basically beat them back and they rescued the kids. And then of course, they tried that again with taking a man. They tried taking a man there, a resident of the community, and dragging him out. And again, the same thing. They beat the officials and the government officials, they beat them back. So bravo to freedom. However, you have to understand, folks, China is a communist. It's a communist state. It's a communist country led by Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping thinks that he is a god. He thinks he's another Mao Zedong or something. So, and you have to understand that communism rules with an iron fist. There is no god in communism. There is no god or no form of gods of anything. All gods and all suppression of everything, with the exception of the only rule, and the only rule is you may worship the government. You may never talk about the government, say any criticisms of the government. You may not ever say anything bad about the government. And so that's how communism rules. The dictator, in this case, is Xi Jinping, wants to be dictator for life. They can have votes, but it's only if he says so. He basically rules the country with an iron fist. A lot of people don't know that. So when this gets bad, what China will do, you know, they don't have army reserves like we have here in the United States. When this gets bad and people start to uprise, they will send in the military and they will gun them down. I repeat, they will send in the military at some point in time when the people start to rise up, which that's what they need to do, and they need to do it now because of this oppression. They need to do this now because, you know, I've had COVID before, and guess what? COVID's a little worse than the worst case flu I've had, okay? You know, a couple weeks, God willing, and you eat and have a good diet, take care of yourself. Lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, and then zinc, and then I was good, and lots of prayer, of course. The people of China are starting to rise up. The people of China are starting to wake up, most importantly. And that's what you have to understand, folks, that these people of China are starting to wake up, and they're starting to realize that this is not only a scam, this is nothing but a fraud, and this is a method, and a way to control the Chinese people. And that's exactly what they are doing. They're controlling the Chinese people. They want the Chinese people. They want to control the Chinese people. And they don't want to let go of the control. It's almost like a totalitarian government over in China. They just used the term a dictatorship, but it's almost a totalitarian, actually. But, you know, that's for another debate or another podcast, folks. But you have to understand that how that affects us here in the United States, how that affects us globally, is people are watching China. They don't like the human rights violations, and it's very, very, very hard to leak out anything there in China, news or any information, but they're leaking it out. I'm seeing videos every couple days. They're leaking it out. This happened, that happened in Shanghai. And what you have to understand is, folks, dealing with end times here, you have to understand this will not only happen around the world again for the second or third time. this will happen again and again and again if citizens and people don't rise up and stop this and peacefully protest. And I do mean peacefully, but they got to stop the tyranny. They have to stop the government takeover, because that's what's going on right now. The government has taken over. The government has launched a total dictatorial society, and the government's trying to be in complete control of every aspect, every possible aspect of their coexistence in their life. And so with all that said, it will come over here. It will definitely be here in the United States. I hear people laughing, oh, Eric, you know, it will not. There you go, conspiracy theories, it will not. It will come over here. It's a matter of time. And I'm predicting, and God willing, I hope that I can just beat the curve or beat it out of here and go back to Florida or go back to a state that does support your freedom, does support your First Amendment, does support God. And hopefully I can make it back to Florida by September, God willing. But again, we'll just have to see what happens. This is in God's hand.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But what I'm saying, folks, is this will come here. This will come to Michigan. This will come not only to Michigan, this will come to the United States. It's only a matter of time. The other party, i.e. the Democrats, will start rolling out the scams, rolling out another pandemic, rolling something out, COVID 31 or 41 or some variant, microcosm variant of COVID-19, and they will start rolling things out. This is part of the Democratic playbook. The Democrats know, on a political side, folks, the Democrats know, at least in this country, that they can't win. They know that the COVID deals and the destroying businesses and people's lives are over. Well, with that said, they'll go to Plan B that worked so good for them back in 2020, if you know what that is. And of course, that is mail-in ballots. They'll start to go to the mail-in ballots. They'll go to that scam once again. Most people weren't registered. Dead bodies were voting and different things like that. And that's the only way they were able to beat Trump. And I don't say that because I happen to vote for Trump. I'm an independent voter. Let me remind you all out there. But again, that's how they were able to beat Trump, is by mail-in votes. And so you have to understand, this is all part of the playbook. And again, where this goes is the China, as I conclude the podcast, folks, the Shanghai, China COVID virus that's spreading all over Shanghai, again, population of over 26.5 million, that will come here soon enough. And then you'll see another lockdown in the United States, another lockdown. Also, real quickly, I want to get this in here, folks. Government, i.e. the Biden government, here on behalf of the United States, has signed an agreement with the WHO. Wait till you hear this real quick, folks. That agreement will take away your God-given constitutional rights. And so you have to understand that, thus putting the WHO, World Health Organization, in charge of your body, in charge of your country now, in charge of when they say you get a vaccine and they say jump, you'll say how high. And I say that's nothing but treasonous what the Biden administration's doing. They're supposed to sign, I think, on the 28th of May, the 25th or 28th of May, they're supposed to sign an executive order given the WHO the ability to declare a pandemic at any given time. And if the WHO, again, the World Health Organization, says you must get a vaccine, you will get a vaccine. And it will end up being just like China. The outcome is going to be very bloody and nasty, folks. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to deal with the realities here. And when they say jump, you'll say how high. When they say, okay, time for your sixth vaccination, and you're almost dead as it is, you'll say, okay, where do I go? Where do I get my vaccine? You know, you'll be lined up to take the needle once again. You have to understand this country is being sold out. The ultimate sellout will come near the end of May, this May of 2022, folks. And so with all that said, you have to understand the world. We are living in the end times, folks. We are definitely living in the end times. And it's a matter of time. You know, I'm seeing it again over in Shanghai, China, videos, people being drug out by police, drug out by healthcare officials, the knock at the door, the dreaded knock. And once the knock's at the door, then people, you either comply or else you get drug out and most of the time separated from your family and kids and maybe never to return again, put in a quarantine camp. And that's exactly what they're doing. And guess what? The rest of the world is talking about it. Nobody is saying anything. Nobody is doing anything. So you have to understand, folks, I'm one of the few people that does have, through God Almighty, does have the courage and will talk about it. How long I'll be on the air, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, this podcast is going global, and I try to reach a global audience, and I try to hit on global subjects, not just only here in the United States, but around the world. And that's very scary. And we are in the end times, folks. We are in the mark of the beast. This shot is the precursor to the mark of the beast. And anybody that says that is just total. I don't think they're reading the book of Revelation. They're not understanding the end times. You know, we'll have a one world currency, and they'll have a mark. And once that comes and that comes to pass, that is the beast system. You must opt out of the beast system. And so, again, that's why I want to go to a warmer state where I have to be self-reliant and self-sufficient and get out of these cold states where you can't grow food year-round and you're stuck inside and you have 3 feet of snow or 4 feet of snow, you know, almost year-round, and your car can't move, your truck and everything, you're struggling. And if you opt out of the beast system and you're in a northern state, folks, what you have to understand is that you better have a darn well good supply of food. And that's why I go to Patriot, mypatriotsupply.com. Patriot Supply has storageable food for up to 25 years. So a link will be down below, folks, if you want to check that out, mypatriotsupply.com. So that check that out. They have a 25-year shelf life. You definitely need to get some food. We're in the end times, folks. And you got to understand, things are not getting better. They're getting worse by the day. Just because all of a sudden now in the northern states here, at least up here in Michigan, the sun comes out and you have one or two or three 80-degree weather, it doesn't mean that life is perfect. Things are going on around the world, and you're just not aware of it because the media blocks everything and anything. And that's what you have to understand. All right, folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ right now, I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ and invite Jesus into your life, folks. And here's a little prayer. Take 2 or 3 minutes. And if you can find a quiet spot and you want to say this prayer and give your life to Jesus Christ, I'll give you a minute or two. Just find a place. Just find maybe a car. You can go in your car. You can find just go in a bathroom, go in a door, just go in a room and just say this little prayer. Just find a quiet spot between you and the Lord God Almighty. So here's what you want to say, folks. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, here's a little prayer. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me, love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, folks, congratulations. I commend you, and congratulations for that prayer, for praying that and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior. I want to invite you now, if you have any questions or answers, feel free to write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm your host, Eric. What you want to do, folks, is first of all, get a hold of a Bible, a good holy Bible, and just start reading the Bible. And I don't care where you start, just start somewhere reading the Bible and just get into the Bible and just start reading from cover to cover. You'll have lots of questions. The second thing is you want to find a good church that preaches the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Get into that church. Once you're into that church, then grab a deacon, grab a pastor, grab somebody that can answer those questions you're going to have. Who is Jesus? What is eternal life? I just gave my life to God, or I gave my life to God through Jesus Christ. What is this? What is sin? What are the Ten Commandments? I mean, I don't know. You'll have maybe hundreds and hundreds of questions. And once you find a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity, then you can find, again, a deacon, a pastor, a senior member of church that'll be able to answer all those questions for you. And you can get your answers. And again, any questions about the podcast, any questions in general, folks, you can always write to me, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks, but most importantly, God bless you and your families. Take care for now. Talk to you soon. Till next time, bye for now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.